Hey, welcome to Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and we're here to talk about, I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
First, we got to explain what in the world is the Napcast.
So Nap stands for Geeks and Nerds with Absolute Pitch, because both David and myself have perfect pitch. So we can name a note and then sing it, or somebody can play a note and we'll recognize it.
One of my favorite silly little themes from music is the Tetris theme.
If you have the piece of DLC, you are court-martialed for blowing up a solar system.
Though admittedly, that does play to the stereotype of how good a stormtrooper's aim can be.
It absolutely does. Water levels manage to be the most annoying things in video games.
They really are.
And yet they somehow have the best music, and I don't understand it.
That being said, the people who do notice, I want that to be a G-sharp, okay? And here's a taste of a Link sound effect from Seth.
Yeah!
Perfect. Oh wait, no. That's not how that goes.
Maybe if I got kicked by a cat in missions, I
don't know. Oh, that sounds great.
But realistically, how often are you in a combat situation?
I don't like to talk about such things. I'm kidding, I'm not in combat.
Would you rather always know when people are lying or always get away with lying?
Ooh, would I rather be a lawyer or a lawyer?
Not
and
so
I didn't
much.
Realize until like the second to last chapter that T-A-R apostrophe D was Southern slang for tired. I had no idea. And so I thought it was like, are they tardy? Are they late? What is going on here?
Boots and pecans and boots and pecans and
pecans and cats and pecans and cats and wait. I'm allergic to cats.
Besides, I wouldn't need to move ever.
I don't think there's any way to prepare for sleeping in a bed with a bunch of spiders. So...
Well, you could just do it first and then do it again.
My dorm would actually be Hufflepuff.
Oh.
No matter how many times I hear it, that theme music is still epic, and it almost always gives me chills. Can you only go forwards? Can you only go
backwards?
I have
that superpower right now. I have the ability to travel forward in time at the rate of 1 second per normal second.
That's an amazing superpower.
But my professional pride says, no, I want to beat him. Because I'm good at Connect Four, you know what?
There are two very, very different depictions of dragons in different cultures' folklore.
Would you rather have a lightsaber or have a helper monkey?
I'm gonna go with Cinderella, and here's what I'm thinking.
Okay. He really wants those shoes.
Oh. It's all about the shoes.
Shoes are fabulous.
Hey. How long can we go in a podcast without mentioning Hitler? Now we know.
18% would prefer to be allergic to chocolate.
To be fair,
heathens.
I was like, I recognize this actress from some. Oh, that's Bellatrix.
No, and that's Bellatrix.
I got completely sidetracked throughout the rest
Bellatrix.
Of the movie.
Both of you were correct. David was just a little bit more correct.
Ooh,
that's
if
a,
we were
that's a
score.
True or false. There's two answers.
Or it could have been Hermione talking to Ron, but it still sounds like somebody talking to Ron. Doesn't it?
For some reason, I want to say Draco, even though I know that is, like, so wrong.
Well, the bad news is that's not even one of the options.
Okay, so that's good. Good that I was...
We've already eliminated one answer.
Narrowed it down a little bit.
You are correct.
What? You're joking.
No, you the green all the way through.
I mean, maybe you could be, like, the guy who invented backless dresses. Like,
oh, no,
it's terrible.
Terrible.
Really?
What if you're the guy who invented paper? Because that would be terrible.
Okay.
I'm just full of them today. Okay.
82 BC.
You are correct! What the crap, guys?
I passed school by guessing all of the questions.
What is the name of the wizard who ends up with a buffalo on his chest when he said S instead of F?
Neville Longbottom.
Your options are...
All right. And welcome to Napcast. My name is David. Hey, welcome to the Napcast.
You're trying so hard.
My voice. If it's not overly evident, I do have a little bit of a deeper voice for this episode, which is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it, but it's also not the most healthy. What were we talking about? Legos. There we go. We're talking about Legos. Like, you know those catalogs that we would get? Like, that was one of my favorite ones to look at. And that was back before I even knew the Star Wars story. I had no idea, but I saw that ship. I was like, that's a cool ship. I want
that one. Yeah.
Ooh, boy. I feel like the wheel has done way more good than the internet, to be honest.
Oh!
Well, I mean,
personally, I don't even know how Ms. Frizzle became a teacher in the first place with all of the danger that she puts her students in.
So, either way, one of us is going to look stupid.
I only pick on Batman
Nicolas
Superman
Cage
because it's
popular. Versus Nicolas Cage.
I kind of liked it, but...
Where everyone is Nicolas Cage. One Nicolas Cage will rise above the rest to fight another.
Encases it in a Mass Effect field, which is...
Oh, hey, that's what the name of the game
is.
What do you know? I bet that's why it's called Mass Effect.
What?
What?
The government thought you were dead for 2 years because that's the time gap between Mass Effect
1 and 2. So the Sackville Baggins is steal all your spoons. Oh, is that the wrong universe? That's the worst superpower ever.
I know!
I'm Responsibility Man! I'm here to pay my taxes and vote.
And get a job and have a successful career.
Oh, man.
Life.
The worst. I think that's a super villain, actually. Do I dare go that far? Well, with that being said, I have a challenge for you, Seth. Can you be as angry as possible as an Italian?
Hey, what do you mean I am angry? I am never angry, even when your cat ran over my tree. I mean, the tree. This is what happens when I have to improv. I don't know what to say.
When my cat ran over your tree.
I was going to say when you ran over my cat, but then that's not the word that came out, and now I'm all flustered.
What do you say we pick a random key? What key do you want to do this time?
Let's be boring and do C.
C major.
We gotta do it
eventually. Let's do C minor. All right. Ooh. How about this? You do the tonic and I'll do the minor third and we'll sing goodbye. Ready?
Oh, but it's gonna be so sad.
Oh, that's right. Well, how about this? I'll go from minor to major on the third to the major third. So like from the E flat to the E.
All right.
So, all right. Ready?
All right.
Goodbye.